Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A hot Friday. You will quite literally fry on this Friday if you're outside for very long. Make sure you have the sunscreen handy and take some breaks and plenty of water. There will be a few heavy afternoon storms that pop up, again, generally moving in an east and southeastward direction. Yesterday, we had a storm pop up near the International Airport, dropped a quick half inch of rain, 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts, while most of the rest of Duval County had little or no rain at all. So we'll see some storms develop. The coverage will be a little bit higher than yesterday. Again, very low coverage yesterday. It won't be great today, but still as many is 30 to 40% of the area may see showers and storms this afternoon and into early this evening, too. So keep an eye to the sky. Lots of people flocking to the beaches for some last-minute fun in the sun before school starts early next week. And remember, beaches will still have a low to moderate rip current risk, so use some extra care. Always swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. Temperatures today will soar well into the 90s. If you miss out on the rain or you're not anywhere close to those storms, you may hit 100 inland this afternoon. And even the beaches will be as high as 93 or 94 before the sea breeze kicks in enough to drop the temperature at least a bit. But it's a hot day today, and an offshore wind allowing that heat to get all the way to the beaches. Now, as we head through your weekend, the afternoon storms will gradually become more widespread, but still coverage looks to be less than half the area for tomorrow to start your weekend, and highs again will be into the mid to upper 90s. And then on Sunday, the storms are increasing in the afternoon, still reach the mid 90s before the storms develop, and the beaches will continue to have temperatures making a run into the low to mid 90s each day before either the sea breeze kicks in enough to drop the temperatures a bit or a few showers and storms move toward the coast and drop those temperatures some. Remember, lightning can travel up to 10 miles from its parent cloud. Be extra careful today and through the weekend with those storms. And then as we get into early next week, head back to school on Monday, kiddos. It's cool to go to school, but it's going to be really hot, actually, with temperatures in the 90s, and there will be some scattered afternoon storms both Monday and Tuesday. In the tropics, we have nothing cooking. Good news there. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued their updated hurricane season forecast yesterday, looking at the El Nino that is dying out over the Pacific, pretty much as expected. So they've upped the numbers slightly. It's rather inconsequently, actually, but still they've upped the numbers a bit, calling for 10 to 17 named storms. And I realize that range is wide, but in any case, 10 to 17 named storms. The average is 12. And remember, we've already had two. 5 to 9 of those are predicted to become hurricanes. The average is 6. And 2 to 4 major hurricanes, and the average is 2. So it's near to maybe a little bit above average. And considering that we're going to have no development the way it looks through next week, the clock is already ticking. If we were to realize those numbers, it would imply a very busy mid to late season of the hurricane season. And that's quite possible, especially with a dying El Nino. And the ocean temperatures are certainly warm, too. So end of August into September and October, potentially anyway, relatively busy. But again, that forecast is very broad, and it all comes down to exactly where storms go, how strong they are, and whether or not they make landfall in the end. You should always be prepared and do that. You can go to our websites, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Click on the First Alert Hurricane Center. Check out, of course, every single day, Talking the Tropics with Mike. Have a great and safe weekend with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.